As many of you already know, there are short and long vowels in Arabic. The short vowels are derived from the long ones, and they are based on them. So, fatha comes from alif, dhamma comes from waw, and kasra comes from the ya. And the first thing that I want to emphasize in today's lesson is that mixing up long and short vowels and not producing them properly is considered to be a major mistake that should be avoided at all times, since this type of mistakes will probably change the meaning of the word. The most common mistake related to short and long vowels can occur in three situations. The first situation is when a short vowel comes before ikhfa or idgham. Extending the short vowel can happen without noticing if you want to over-deliver the sound or press on the vowel before the ghunna too much. So in this example, it would be wrong to say فَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. In this case, I have added an alif rather than the fatha that is on the mim. This happens when anticipating ikhfa or idgham and performing them too early. And it should sound like this. فَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Another example involving the dhamma this time. And again, if you press too much on the ghunna here in this case and the short vowel, it will generate a long vowel, which is something that you don't want to have, like so.
كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ.
So here there is an extra wow that should not exist, and it should sound like this.
كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ.
Moving on to the second situation, which is related to the speed of tahqiq. The speed of tahqiq is the slowest speed of recitation, which we talked about in this lesson. So if you want to learn more about the speeds of qira'at, then you can check out this lesson. Sometimes when you are reciting very slowly, and you want to extend some letters, there are certain parts that should still be pronounced very shortly and cannot accept any extensions. Otherwise, it will turn into a long vowel, like in this situation.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
And here, of course, I extended the kasra under the hamza, resulting into a ya that is added needlessly to the beginning of the word. And it should sound like this.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
On the other side, if you want to recite too quickly, long vowels should still be extended so that you can show that they are long vowels. Otherwise, they will sound exactly like the short vowels, and that is not acceptable. Like when I recite like so.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.
And it should sound like this, even if you want to recite quickly.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.
The third situation is when a short or long vowel comes at the end of a word, and it doesn't receive the proper med. Short vowels should get a med of one harakah, and a long vowel should be twice as much, so two harakat. Let's have a look at these examples to see how words can change the meaning if you make this mistake.
عَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ.
While it should be
عَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ.
In this coming example, you will see that this ayah contains several words that end with long vowels and short vowels. I'm not going to point out the mistakes yet, and I want you to listen and try and tell which mistakes have I made.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَا كُنتُمْ.
Were you able to hear the mistakes and identify them? Now, of course, here I was supposed to extend for two harakat, because this is a ya, so you should extend it fully and say ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. And in this word, you're supposed to extend again for two harakat, since this is a waw and it is a long vowel, so you should say قَالُوا. And finally, the fatha on top of fima was extended more than it should, which resulted in making it sound like there is an alif at the end of it, while there isn't. So it should be
قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنتُمْ
and not
قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنتُمْ.
Finally, this topic and paying attention to your short vowels and long vowels is extremely important, and it is mandatory that you keep track of how long your short vowels and long vowels are, because they can potentially change the meaning completely. Have you come across any other mistakes that are related to long or short vowels and you want them see corrected and discussed? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.